Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
With Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to continue with what the Lord's been teaching us. We looked at the fact that God says we should know the wiles of the enemy. And then we started looking at yesterday, Hosea 4:6, where it talks about, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And we looked at that and we saw that there is knowledge available to us, but if we don't know that knowledge and use it with wisdom, we will be destroyed. So now we're looking at the Message translation, and we're picking up where God left off in Hosea 4:6, let's know the wiles of the enemy, and let's not let him beat us another day in our lives. Let's join the service right now.
If you don't know the truth, you're an open target to be deceived. You don't know something, now you can be deceived. And God says in the end times, even the elect, if it were possible, will be deceived. He's not suggesting they may, He said they will. There are people today that are backing some of the most heinous things. They're calling evil good and good evil. You see it in front of you. And some of them run churches.
True.
That's deception. Hello? Am I right? So we got to have truth, and then we get belief. I mean, knowledge and belief. Amen. So what it's telling us is really, if I obtain knowledge about a certain subject, then I won't be destroyed in that area.
That's right.
Amen? And let me tell you what, the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is chock full of information. And remember, God said this in Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. He said, the Word of God is what? It's quick and powerful. That means, quick means it's alive. Remember the movie, The Quick and the Dead? I never saw it, but I know there was a movie, The Quick and the Dead. The Alive and the Dead. The word quick means alive. The Word of God is quick and alive and is more powerful than any two-edged sword. It's sharper than any sword. The Word of God. And yet you're rejecting the Word of God now because you rejected the Word of God in healing or salvation or prosperity or peace or joy. If you reject it, and you say, well, no, I don't really believe that. I'm just a realist. Have you heard that saying? I'm just being real, Pastor. I call things that are as though they are. That's your problem. He said, call things that were as though they were not. Right? You're calling things, I'm sick. Yeah, you are. What do you want, a medal? I'm broken. I can't afford it. You're right. Get another job. Get three jobs because you're going to need them. That's the way this thing works. God said, I will supply your every need according to my riches in glory. My riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Are you kidding me? You think He can't give you a job? He can't give you financial blessings? Where does that come from? Your belief system is wrong. And if you reject that, then you are an open target for the enemy to destroy you and defeat you in that particular area.
That's right.
Because there's knowledge available to tell you about healing, about money, about sleep, about children, about raising, about families, about life. It's full of, the Word of God is full of it. There's so much knowledge in there, and we don't invest time in that. We'd rather invest time in the idiot box, watching as a stomach churns. I mean, seriously, have you seen some of the stuff on TV? Are you kidding? We can't even watch TV. We don't switch on TV. I switch on golf, and even when the advertisements come on golf, I have to mute it or switch it off. Because evidently they think it's just old guys that play golf. Because every other advertisement is about some kind of tablet that can help you. I don't need help. If I can do something for my back swing, great. We've got something to talk about. But they're telling you, you need to go to see Dr. Kablublis because he can take care of those wibby jibbies in your arm. I didn't even know what wibby jibbies were until I watched TV. Now I've got to concern myself. Have I got wibby jibbies? That's how it works. There's a new disease. It's called the wibby jibbies. I mean, serious. And then you start getting, no, I better look up on computer, see what the wibby jibbies does. And then, oh, let's find out what the side effects are to get the wibby jibby medicine. So if I don't want to be destroyed, I better get some knowledge about whatever it is trying to destroy me. Who's it up to? Who is it up to? Is it up to God or is it up to me? Now listen, if knowledge was not available, then God would be unfair. But he says, you've rejected knowledge. That means it's available. He's not withholding the knowledge. He's not withholding the fact that you can walk in divine health. 28 years now, not even a cold or flu. Thank you, Jesus. Haven't had a doctor in 40 years. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Someone said, why don't you have a doctor? I said, because if I had one, I might have to go to him. If you've got a doctor, if you don't have a doctor, you better not get sick. That's the way I look at it. And I do have a doctor. He's called Jesus. Right. Amen. My healer. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. And so it's up to me. It's up to you. Do you see that? If you want knowledge about anything, it's up to you. You can go to the computer. I mean, you've got every translation on the planet available. You can read it in every language on the planet. And then you've got concordances that explain the breakdown of the words, the Hebrew word and the Greek word. It tells you everything. I mean, shalom. The Hebrew people say shalom. It's nothing missing, nothing broken. It's health. It's everything you want. We don't know that. So you use and you study and you train yourself up. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, I want you to know that Satan attacks with different plots and different schemes. And he said, remember when we started, he said, know the wiles of the enemy. Know the strategies of the enemy. Know the plans, the deception of the enemy. God told us to. Now, some people must, well, you're glorifying the devil by talking about him. God said, you better learn about what he's got so that you don't get tricked by his trash. You understand? If you ever watch boxers, you watch, like, I remember the old boxers back then, and you know, when I was, anyway, and I'd watch Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali fighting Joe Frazier. But before they fought, they would study that guy, because those were my favorite boxers, and Joe Louis, the brown bomber, whoa. He said, you can run, but you can't hide. I love that. And what they would do is they would get video footage of the guy they're going to fight. And they'd sit there and they'd watch it and watch it and watch it. And they'd find a weakness. When he goes for an uppercut, he leaves his left arm back. So that's when you go. And they find out where the weakness is and they go for that. They get a strategy to beat him. I think they do that with football teams as well, don't they? Yes. How many of you play football? I'm sure they study. Now, you know that guy, when he throws a ball, he looks to his left. You coming from the right. Take him down. Yeah. Right. They study to find the weaknesses. And God is showing you all the devil's trying to do in your life, but we need to be filled up with the knowledge of God, how to stop him in his tracks. Yeah. You understand? We're supposed to have our feet on his filthy neck, not the other way around. I'm not supposed to be broke and sick and miserable and getting divorced and getting beat up and children off the chain and addicted. I'm not supposed to be that person. Jesus said, I've come to give you life. And then I came to give you life more abundantly than you can even imagine or think. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has in store for those that love him. Amen. So he comes with his different tricks and his different plots and schemes to try to get us. Amen. And it's up to us to find out how he operates through the Word of God. That's how you find out. It's through the Word of God. And then you can fail his attack and his plan for your life, because he wants to destroy your destiny. He really wants to destroy your destiny. He's trying to steal your destiny. He's an ID thief. He comes with this ID theft business. You know how rampant ID theft is now? They just had Experian. How many of you know the Experian thing that just happened recently? They got how many million? 150 million? 150 million names and social security? Experian. Did you know that? Go look online. Experian. Say what? And you can now claim funds back if you were caught. Go put your name in there. 150 million. All right? And so people are stealing your ID. That's what the devil does. Why? Because if he can steal your ID, he can get your goods. Well, how does he steal my ID? He tells you who you're not. He tells you who you're not. And then you agree with who he says, because you say it. I'm sick. That's not who you are. Come on. So he steals your identity by lying to you about what's going to happen in your life. You're not going to get the job. That's just a lie from the pit of hell. See, faith believes, and the devil comes to try to destroy our belief and our faith. And so we're going to learn these things. Now, I think about road signs. Imagine a road sign out, you know, you're traveling a road you haven't traveled on before. Like when we went to Ohio, my wife and myself, we went to that summit. And we're traveling in the pitch black, where? Is that where I went? Thank you. I went to, I'm from Africa, forgive me. Oklahoma. And we don't say go east or west. In South Africa, say go left or right. I can understand that. And so we were in Oklahoma, and it was pitch black, and I'm driving a car, and the GPS is not working. We rent a car with GPS especially, and it doesn't work. So my wife, myself, she's on the phone and I won't speak. And it's pitch black and we're traveling about 60, 70 miles on a road like this through the Indian reservation. Right? But every time there's a corner coming, a big yellow sign pointing that way. And my lights picking up, I say, thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm traveling at 25 now. And it's a sign. There's signs over there. And I was grateful for those signs. How many of you are grateful for some road signs? Slow down. Dead end. Right? Slow down quick. And so, well, here comes a sign from God. Here comes another sign from God. You ready for it? Here it is. 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. Write that down. You know you've got notes, space on the back of your bulletins. You can take notes on that. But 1 Peter 5:8, he says, be sober. Be vigilant. Wow. That's quite a word right there. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I'm going to close with a little bit of this. I just want to explain to you a couple of things out of that one scripture. And let me tell you something. The scriptures that you read and you think you got the knowledge on it and you know it all, that word is alive. So you can read the same word for 25 years and keep every year getting something more out of it. You can never exhaust one scripture of all the revelation. And until you come to that realization that you don't know it all, you're going to have a problem. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us, just as the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. In fact, in Matthew 8:17, the word says that he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. We don't have to take what he's already taken. Like he took punishment for our sin, we don't need to be punished for our sin any longer when we receive him. But I want you to know that healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick, and battling with any infirmity, please join us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility, where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. It's in a relaxed atmosphere with refreshments and snacks for all. There is no charge, and everybody, all are welcome. See you there.
We want to invite you.